Once again, the original Ramble Room is happily reinstated.
For now.
We're all back where we belong. Good to have you back, Joseph.
Good to be back.
Sarah?
Yeah. It's a day.
Diane was here. She just was listening in over the last few shows. I hope you enjoyed them.
Well, yes, thank you.
Yes. By the way, I'm going to say this publicly. If anyone out there needs to know anything about baking sourdough bread, my wife has become a master at said...
Sourdoughing?
What's the word I want? Said task.
Artisanship.
Artisanship, yes.
That last one looked like the show bread on the communion table.
And a bread for show, yeah.
Yeah.
It did. She cut it open, and all the little bubble holes inside, with the exception of maybe one, were perfectly the same size. It was amazing.
It was all equal yeast farting.
Right.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Now, that's the first really nice one in a long time, so I'm not sure anyone should come to me for advice yet.
Well, it was magnificent.
Oh, thanks.
And I appreciate craftsmanship, even if I don't like bread.
Yeah.
Now compliment me.
It sure made the house smell good.
Yes.
So, I want to begin today by playing a sound bite. This is from a former Navy SEAL commander. His name is Ryan Zinke. Ring a bell?
Zinke?
Yeah. Zebra. Zinke.
Oh, Zinke. I thought he was a naval commander called Zinke.
He would say Zulu.
He's not very good at his job. We call him Zinke.
Sorry, Ryan.
All due respect.
This is an excerpt from a recent interview of him. Not only was he a Navy SEAL for, I don't remember how many years, 25 or 30, he reached the rank of commander. He was a former U.S. representative from the great state of Montana. He was under Trump, an Interior Secretary of the United States, so some of you may recognize his name from that. During the last census, Montana has been reassigned their second congressional district, which they lost in 1990 due to what Montana said was an insufficient census. So anyway, they went down to one representative. Well, they're back. They've got two. Ryan Zinke is running for that position, has been endorsed by President Trump. So now you have some idea who you're listening to. I want you to listen carefully to the comments that he made just a day or two ago.
Well, I think the biggest threat, you know, first of all, on threats, I think the biggest threat facing this country is not Russia, China, or even Iran. It's the division in this country. And the division is deep and it's real. And unless we can rally together as Americans within the framework of the Constitution and learn to work together as Americans, I think this country will fail. And the plan is really simple. It's majority, White House, Save America. This nonsense that's coming out of Washington, D.C., it's got to stop. It is threatening the Constitution. It's threatening institutions. And, you know, today or yesterday, the Biden administration asked OPEC to produce more energy. Asked OPEC. Now, the American First policy was pretty clear. It's called energy dominance. And when we were in power, America went from 8.3 million barrels a day and declining to 12.5 and rising. We became the largest producer of energy on the continent and in the world. And look at now, we're asking our foreign allies, sometimes adversaries, to produce more energy when we have it here. And I can tell you up front, environmentally, it is better to produce energy in this country under reasonable regulation than watch it get produced overseas with no regulation. And then in national security, without question. Now, why would we position ourselves to be beholden to foreign entities on our energy needs? You know, in the Trump administration, energy dominance was not just oil and gas. It was across the board. It was wind. It was solar. To put the United States in a position where we're not held hostage and we don't have to ask OPEC to produce more energy. This is nuts.
That's slightly embarrassing to have our president ask people like Putin. Oh, will you please make some more energy? Because we need stuff.
We're going to Iran looking for them to help us?
Right.
When 6 months ago we were completely independent?
Right.
He's right. It is nuts. So one of the things he said was this division that's within this nation, you know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. We learned that from Scripture. I'm here to tell you that if you listen to the common concept out on the street, the bad people are the conservatives, because the conservatives are the people who are arrogant, who won't listen to anything that the left has to say, won't consider anything. We're just rigid.
Old-fashioned and narrow-minded.
Yes. Never mind, right. But I'm here to tell you that this is the other way, because at least we tell you what we think and we tell you what we mean. Those on the left, I am convinced, make all of these arguments, and none of their arguments are really about what they're claiming to be about. Let me give you three examples. One is COVID. All of their arguments about COVID and masking and vaccinations, etc., etc., aren't really about COVID, and they aren't about protecting people. We'll get into that in just a minute in details and why I think that. Climate change is not about protecting the environment. Climate change is about control. The arguments about the economy, an entire another thing. They're not interested in a good economy. They are interested in destroying America. Well, that's a caustic thing to say, Ken. You're causing division. You're causing strife. You're being unreasonable. Am I? I'm telling you the truth. First of all, I said it's not about COVID. Why do I say that? You remember the first thing Fauci came out and said when he was ordained as the guru on how to respond? Very first thing he said about masks was what?
They don't work.
Yeah, you don't need to wear a mask. He had read the label on an N95 that said is not effective against COVID. They didn't call it COVID then. I don't remember exactly what they called it. But I knew this from my training, as we've talked about before, in several different fronts. And he just pointed out, in fact, it was NPR that came out with an expression about the time that said it's like putting up a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. A mosquito. That's the only time they were ever honest or true.
Well, and that's the weird thing is that I remember that also. And that was over a year ago. So,
yeah,
what a memory.
We know that some of us are challenged in that regard.
Many of us. They count on that.
Yes.
That's my point, is they're counting on you not remembering that.
What's funny about that is that how bad that has actually gotten. People's memories are really short. I mean, I always go back to World War II and Hitler and stuff like that. And there's worse, well, maybe not worse things that's happened in history, but there's been pretty bad things happen in history. And you go back to those things, too. But people, you can't even go back a year ago. And people know what happened a year ago and what was said a year ago. They're just so focused on follow the science that doesn't exist. The science doesn't exist. There is no science to prove that masks work at all. If there is, it's very little science, and it's not something that anybody's picking up.
And then when they did begin to curtail our rights, they said this is just for a little while, 3 weeks. 3 weeks to flatten the curve. You remember that?
Yeah, and I think most everybody went, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Almost
everybody.
My household, we washed our hands. We didn't go do a bunch of stuff. We stayed, we socially distanced, and then once the 3 weeks was over, it was like, okay, now what? And then they expect us a year later to still not be going back to life as we know it. And if we continue down that path, we're never going to get back to that life as we know it.
That's their goal.
My children will not know the freedoms that I knew, which were limited from the freedoms that my grandfather knew.
That's why we're bringing this up. If it were truly about keeping the American public safe, would we have a porous southern border with thousands and thousands of people coming across, something like 20% of them are COVID positive, and everybody ignores that. In fact, they put them on airplanes and buses and ship them all around the country.
And they don't even tell.
And they won't tell anybody that they're showing up.
They don't
up.
Tell the states. No. That, okay, we're shipping this many in here. It's by cover of night. And it's a lot of nonprofit organizations like the Catholic Church that are doing this. And people that you wouldn't expect to be doing this.
Another example. If they truly believed that this was the health emergency that it is, do you think Barack Obama's 60th birthday anniversary bash would have gone off the way that it went off?
Well, shouldn't have.
He's in that age group that it's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. You got,
he's not the only one.
How many people did he have at his party?
How many masks were at his party?
Yeah, not very many.
How many people were observing social distance? It's not about protecting people. Yesterday, by the way, there were, I think, 74 new positives reported on Martha's Vineyard alone. And the bulk of them came from restaurants or places where groups of these people went and had meals afterward. Talk about a super spreader event. The other thing that I want to throw in there just real quick is you always hear about all the new cases. You don't hear anything about mortality rates.
No.
Why?
Or are they even mentioning hospitalizations?
They are. They're mentioning hospitalizations, and hospitalizations have been an issue. And forgive me if I sound a little crude or suspicious. I know people who, because Medicaid, Medicare, whatever, they don't have to pay for it. The first sign of a hangnail, the first thing you do is go call a doctor. And I have to wonder if you actually had to pay for your own hospitalization, how many of these people, oh, you're horrible. These people would lay at home and die because they're afraid.
Well, and think about the conditioning that these mask mandates are doing to the kids.
There is
no evidence to show that this is anywhere near dangerous to children. Not even as dangerous as the flu. Those numbers don't even come close to what the flu is on a yearly basis. So they have these kids masked up, and everybody's having to follow these rules.
But that's
and
not dangerous. There's no danger in that.
But they're conditioning these kids to just follow the rules. Follow the rules. This country wasn't founded on following damn rules. We don't follow rules. There are certain rules that we abide by, but there are certain rules that we say, up yours.
Not only are they doing that to them, but they're also teaching them to criticize their parents and lecture them.
Right.
Just
or turn
like,
them in.
Right, but just like you used to hear kids that tell your parents that they shouldn't be smoking, it's bad for them and it's bad for you. Tell your parents that drinking and driving is dangerous and they shouldn't do that. Now it's, you know, tell your parents how evil they are for not masking properly, or tell total strangers in the grocery store that they should be wearing masks.
There was a thing on TikTok about, and it didn't have anything to do with COVID, but it had something to do with racism and how white people are terrible people. And it was these teenage kids calling out their parents on TikTok saying how evil they are. And they don't know these teenagers are idiots. And I was a teenager too, and I was a big idiot. So I know for a fact that teenagers are idiots. These kids don't know the ramifications of telling the public what your parents think. Just because it doesn't line up with your political beliefs doesn't mean that it's wrong.
You're not even old enough to have a political belief.
That's right. What I was going to say. Where the heck did you get your political beliefs?
If you
beliefs?
Give them a quiz on how the United States government operates, how many of you think can get an F even?
You failed getting an F. That's pretty bad. That would probably be a large majority of them, actually.
I got an L for the who's the her. So we've pretty well covered that idea. Same idea applies to climate change. Under the guise of protecting the planet because oil bad, burning of oil bad, the first thing that Biden did when he got in was to stop federal leasing permits for production of oil on federal lands. He shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. He knew damn well that that wasn't going to stop that oil from being produced or burned. It was simply now going to be produced in Russia, India, and China.
Yeah. Or sold to them.
Yeah, these people don't give a damn about climate change. It's all
exactly,
about the bottom dollar.
That's exactly my point.
And from information that I have heard, and I don't know that if it's actual factual or not, so if I'm not right, then I'm sorry, everybody, but I've heard that Joe Biden was taking trips to China and leaving his Secret Service behind, and so that they couldn't hear any conversations that he was having with people in China.
We don't know because we weren't there, but you can bet that China's got him by the testes.
Yeah.
In regard with what they have on Hunter and all of the other
issues. Do they make tweezers that small?
They do. Have you ever seen some of the microscopic surgery on YouTube?
Yeah.
They do some pretty amazing things. But they knew. China, by the way, is building, I don't even know the numbers, but hundreds of coal-fired power plants to burn the coal that we're not allowed to burn here anymore. It's still getting burned. The planet is still experiencing this usage, and they know it. And then Biden turns around and goes to OPEC and says, would you please produce more oil? Wait a minute. I thought production of oil was bad for the environment.
No, it's just the United States. The United States is destroying the world. Everybody else can produce oil or coal or whatever they want to do. But the United States, well, we're poop.
And as Ryan Zinke pointed out, we do it more responsibly here than any other nation on Earth. But it's not about protecting the environment. What is it about? We'll have to talk about that. By the way, we talked about Barack Obama's little birthday bash and the hypocrisy that is there. The hypocrisy here of these elites that want to fly all over the world in their private jets, leaving a carbon imprint 20 times larger than anything I'm going to produce driving my Ram pickup around, and want to lecture me and tell me I've got to shut down, I've got to change my ways. Horse hockey.
All that matters is that Obama gets jiggy with it on his 60th birthday.
We don't want to run oil down the Keystone XL pipeline because we could do environmental damage. Well, how many of you have ever heard of major, major environmental damage being done by a pipeline spill, especially in the Arctic? If oil comes out of there, they find it because they're constantly checking. They find it right away.
And if you have a leak, you're losing money.
Yes.
Right.
They police those things up. But how many of us have heard about massive oil tanker spills? So now, instead of running it across land where we can contain it and control it easily and where we're constantly checking it, they've got it out in the middle of the ocean where when it spills, it causes catastrophic damage. And above that, they want to pump natural gas from Russia through a pipeline under the ocean back to here where we have more than they got. Why?
Because it'll create jobs. Whose
jobs?
Like the Bill Clinton kind of jobs?
Anybody but white people.
I think it'll create bubbles coming up out of the bottom of the ocean.
Swimming in the water.
Which is going to be confusing because that's how you find clams, you know, when you're digging them.
Well, there's some big clams.
And that's pretty much just a gift to Russia. All these people, everybody was like, oh, Trump, he's in bed with Russia. He's in bed with Putin. He's, which is,
well, the left, awkward. The left
see,
always point fingers. You're going to need a bigger bed.
Yes. But now we got Joe Biden and his dementia.
I was going to say, you really think it's Joe or you think it's some puppet master?
Well, it's, I don't think that he has the brains to pull any of this off.
It's so not a puppet master, because if a master wouldn't let it look that ridiculous.
Right. But I nobody's talking about how close Joe Biden is getting with Putin. I mean, they're pretty much holding hands. Like, here, let me give you trillions of dollars in natural gas. Does that not soak in with some of you idiots? Like, he is doing exactly what he accused Trump of doing, and you don't have any evidence for what Trump was doing, but you have plenty of evidence. You can see it happening. You can see it happening. And these and everybody's just like, oh, no, he's tough on Russia. Please be tough on me. Send me trillions of dollars. Yeah.
He is. He's being tough on
the American citizen.
I don't. If you have children, he's sending you money every month to buy you off. It's not about climate change. It's not about COVID. It's also not about the economy. The last time that they passed a budget, and a federal budget is an absolute and total joke, but the CBO predicted 2% inflation. Knowing full well, as I predicted before Biden was ever elected, that national spending was going to go through the roof. It was already ridiculous under Barack Obama. It got worse under Trump. And now it's exponentially, what is it, $7 trillion, $8 trillion since Biden has taken office.
Well, this new infrastructure bill.
And we don't, look at that. We don't have that money, so we're just printing it. And these people with all kinds of college degrees and credentials out the wazoo can't outsmart a journeyman carpenter with a high school diploma. This is, if you start printing a bunch of fake money, you're going to have inflation. I watched Jimmy Carter's presidency. They know what they're doing. They don't give a damn about the economy. They don't give a damn about climate change. They don't give a damn about COVID and the dangers to people. What do they care about?
Power and money.
I think they're trying to destroy the middle class. I think they're trying to make the lower class bigger and the middle class smaller, because poor people are easier to control if you're just handing out bread.
Especially if they're unarmed.
Yep.
Oh.
So now you have the elites who have all the power and all the money and jet set around in their airplanes. And then you got a bunch of poor people that are beholden to them to throw us your breadcrumbs.
And you already have the enemy. You already have the terrorists. There is anybody who voted for Trump is now the terrorist. We're the enemy. So yeah. So whenever all of this comes into play, who are they going to point the finger at?
3%.
Yeah, because now it's not some enemy across the ocean. Like, you know, when we were kids, the Russians were coming. And we were all going to die in a nuclear war.
Under your desks.
Yes.
I would make a pose on a brick wall. That's how I would go out in a nuclear
war. Woo! You get some sort of a photographic negative against the wall if that happens.
But nobody's going to see it. They're all dead.
Yeah. But now it's, come along.
Now the threat is your neighbor.
Yeah.
Your neighbor who went outside without a mask on.
And there are people that are terrified.
I know.
They're terrified. Oh, you're a Trump supporter. Are you going to behead me in my driveway? No. No, as a matter of fact, I don't care about
that. Taliban will handle that.
I want to be far away from you. I don't care about you at on any level. Just leave me alone. You go do what you do. I'll go do what I do. That's the Republican way. The Democrats, they want to be up in your business. And then they want to start calling you terrorists.
It's not just the Democrats.
Right, right.
There are elite few that are out there pulling strings and are lying to the masses which are consumed with, what's the word, starts with an A, amusement.
Ah. Oh, I was going to go for a completely different A word.
And if you... amusement, A is to negate something, and to muse means to think. So what does that say about amusement? And that's what we've got, is a mass of people who are being amused while a select few are going about doing what they want to do. You mentioned they had an enemy. We have an enemy too. And that enemy, I don't believe for a second, are even the puppet masters. I believe it's none other than Satan. I believe that these people are not that stupid that they're evil. After we had recorded the show you just listened to and edited it and put it to bed, as we say, I heard this from Dennis Prager. I just wanted you to hear what he says. You may have thought at the end of that maybe we're just kind of out there a little bit, and well, maybe we are. I don't think so. But if we are out there, we're not alone. And I hope that some of you have a little bit of a respect for Dennis Prager, for the work that he has done, and for the opinions that he shares here.
Hillary Clinton means nothing to me. It is all about the left. She is utterly interchangeable with Joe Biden, with Elizabeth Warren. They are interchangeable. It doesn't matter. If they were all taken away by extraterrestrials, a whole new group would come in and it would be equally destructive. I never spent time on Hillary Clinton. I always speak about the left, and it is one of my great annoyances with the Republican Party that it does not understand that the left is the problem. Most conservatives don't understand. They attack individual candidates. Now, if you're running for Congress, you obviously have to attack your opponent. I understand that. But none of them attack the left. The left is destroying Western civilization, and it intends to destroy Western civilization. It is not coincidental. It is not a byproduct of leftism. It is the end game of leftism. There is no area of life that it has not played an utterly destructive role. Take the arts. Do you know what the latest exhibit at the Guggenheim Museum, one of the most sophisticated museums, richest museums in the Western world, is? The latest, biggest thing at the Guggenheim in Manhattan is an all gold toilet bowl. I will speak about the scatological. The left has a particular affection for the scatological, and I have a theory as to why. But this is not only is it an all gold toilet, it is a functioning toilet, and patrons of the Guggenheim then use it. You pay a fee, and then you either urinate or defecate in the all gold toilet. Now, guess what the name of the exhibit is? Sorry? Close. No, that is close. I want you to think for a moment. I normally don't do this with an audience. I want you to think, what is it the left loathes the most? Well, there's actually, there are a few. Anyway, I'm sorry? Close. America. The name of the exhibit is America. You can literally shit on America. That is the latest feature of the Guggenheim Museum. The left is evil. If you don't understand, that doesn't mean everyone with a left-wing view is evil. If that were true, most of my extended family, I am Jewish after all, would consider evil. But I know they're not evil. I know that many of them are wonderful. It is possible to be a wonderful person and support a vile cause. It is one of the most difficult things to understand. Nevertheless, it is true. Humans are complex. I'm not interested in defaming everyone with a left-wing view. I am interested in defaming the left and leftism.